The Baltimore Shakespeare Factory is set to kick off their 2013 season of magic with one of Shakespeare's most famous plays, Romeo and Juliet. And right now, we're about to speak with Chris Cotterman about this famous play and its opening in Baltimore this weekend. Thank you so much for speaking with me, Chris. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Great. I'm doing well, thank you. So you're actually playing a role in the play. So what makes it so exciting for you to see this play that's been known for many, many years reenacted once again?
One of the things that is exciting, I play the role of Friar Lawrence. So Friar Lawrence is a character that is a friend of Romeo's. He marries Romeo and Juliet. And he's, in a way, sort of a father figure. And you know, playing that part, it really gave me a perspective on how much bad advice Romeo and Juliet get. You know, it's not that he gives necessarily awful advice or that he doesn't mean well, but, you know, they are let down in so many ways by their adult support structure in the play. You know, their parents let them down in so many different ways. And you know, even though you have people like Friar Lawrence that mean well, it's interesting to look at it from that perspective because it really, there are so many conflicts in the play. There's the conflict between order and chaos, you know, the chaos of human emotion and the order that you know, the prince, for example, tries to impose. There's the conflict between the love that, you know, Juliet's parents have for her, but the love that Romeo and Juliet have for each other. And there's these oppositions that Shakespeare employs. And it makes it just very powerful. And it makes it more than just, oh, we're so in love.
Mm-hmm. And you know, and it was also is interesting about the Baltimore Shakespeare Factory is that you all use the same staging conditions that they used back during Shakespeare's time. So can you talk to me a little bit about how even the productions, for example, regularly feature women playing men or vice versa?
Right. Yeah. One of the most exciting things, I think, probably about a Baltimore Shakespeare Factory production is we do use Shakespeare's original staging conditions. So we perform on an Elizabethan-style stage, means audiences are seated on three sides. There's not a proscenium stage like most people are used to at a theater. We don't use sets as they wouldn't have in Shakespeare's time. We have a very small cast, typically. Shakespeare's troupe of actors was probably about 12 people at a time. And our cast, I think, for Romeo and Juliet is 13. That's typical for us. 10, 11, 12, 13, in that range. We wow. use a lot of audience engagement. You know, Elizabethan audiences were rowdy. and they, you know, they were not afraid to talk back to the actors. They were not afraid to, you know, throw things. Hopefully our audiences don't do that. But, you know, we bring things out to the audience. And it doesn't just help with recreating, a theatrical production standard. It really helps with understanding. Because what we really want audiences to take away from this is that we want them to leave and say, wow, I never knew that happened in this play. I never knew Shakespeare was fun. Because Shakespeare is a lot of fun. But a lot of people, you know, a lot of people have never experienced it that way before. You know, our plays are quick. They're fast-paced. They're funny. You know, we bring out the comedy that Shakespeare had in there. You know, he was writing to a broad mass of people. And, you know, these plays aren't museum pieces. They're not meant to be put on a pedestal and admired from afar. But they also don't need to be, you know, they're not stodgy. They don't need reinvention necessarily. They just need to be performed. Well, I'm not going to say that they don't need to, but, you know, we perform as they're written.
Yeah.
You know, we don't dumb them down for the audience. We don't change the language, but we also make it fast-paced. We make it exciting. We make it fun. And that's really what our goal is for an audience to say, wow, Shakespeare's fun.
That's awesome. And from your experiences with the Baltimore Shakespeare Factory, why is it so important to keep Shakespeare alive?
That's a good question. I think it's important to keep Shakespeare alive because, you know, his works just say so much about humanity, about what is the human experience, you know, and whether that's the entire emotional gamut, you know, from pure true love to pure true hate, you know, and these are things we all feel. And it's not like that he said anything new necessarily. It was how he said it. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, how he took these source materials that he used and put them together into these plays that we're still reading 410, 20 years later. Mm-hmm. It's his language, you know, his poetry. Shakespeare, most of Shakespeare's plays are written in verse, almost completely iambic pentameter. So, you know, the poetry of it is just beautiful. And I think when it's presented well, and it's presented presented in a way where people can understand it, you know, it says something. It continues to say something. It continues to speak to us, you know, across cultures, across history, you know, I mean, across eras, across cultures, across time.
Yeah, that's great. How do you all go about choosing which plays that you will be showcasing each year?
Our plays are chosen by internally by our company. Our artistic director works with some of our advisory committees, and they hash out what the season's going to be. This season, we really wanted to go with a slate of Shakespeare's greatest hits. So we're starting off with Romeo and Juliet. We're doing Hamlet and A Midsummer Night's Dream this summer. And then we're doing The Tempest in the fall. And those four plays are, you know, of all Shakespeare's plays, probably four of the most well-known. And they also, you know, represent quite a span of different just tones and emotional, you know, experiences.
Well, thank you so much, Chris, for speaking with me. I really appreciate you taking the time to share this with our audience. And hopefully you all will have a great show this weekend.
Thank you so much. And we run all through April. So every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through the month of April, Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. and Sundays too.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us, and good luck with everything.
Thank you so much.